Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Sassy Scribe of Situations with Sassy, bringing you another hot fire show on LSD. That is love, sex, and dating. And I want to thank you for continuing to stream, download, like, and share Situations with Sassy here on Verke Radio New York City and worldwide on all of the podcasting platforms such as iHeart, iTunes, Spotify, TuneIn, Speaker, Google Play, Amazon, Alexa. You can find us pretty much anywhere just by saying searching Verke and then Situations with Sassy. My show drops each and every Monday at 12 noon Eastern, or aka New York time, for those of you that don't know. So listen, don't forget you all can also download the Bashani Radio app and you will never miss my show or a show from another one of my colleagues. In the future, we have shows dropping every day, 7 days a week. You have 24 hours worth of listening pleasure here on Verke and Bashani Radio. So listen, what I want to talk about today, I've been noticing a trend, and I don't want to say noticing because this show will be a topic for as long as I am doing the podcast and for as long as I'm doing my TV show, and more than likely for as long as I live. I'm talking about infidelity. I'm talking about cheating. And hearing and seeing so many of my friends and family members who have these long lasting, what I believe, good relationships and marriages, and to see them break up after years for whatever reason, because I'm not the pillar nor the post. I don't know what goes on behind closed doors, but it's very, very sad. It's very disheartening. So I started looking up like different statistics, and cheating is based on what demographics, what gender, who cheats more, who cheats less. Why do people cheat? And having been cheated on and also having cheated out of, you cheated on me, I'm gonna make sure I get you back. That shit didn't work. You don't feel any better. You know, once you get them back, then what? You got them back and what? Now what do you do now that you got them back? The knowledge that they cheated hasn't changed. Nothing is different. He still stepped out. So what do you do? And I also look at the fact of people who are cheating and one person gets caught and the other one doesn't. How do you handle that? Because you were doing wrong as well. What are you going to do with that part? That piece of it. So anyway, so before I get into it, and you know me, I went into the archives of Situations with Sassy. And I found this amazing, amazing article from, oh my God, where is it? Oof. Anyway, I found an amazing article. I'll read part of it to you later. But the article, believe it or not, is like 13 years old, and it still holds true to today, because the topic of cheating and infidelity and your relationships and your marriage is going to be as relevant as ever. It's never going to go away. They can call it what they want. I know when I was growing up, my mother called it running. She didn't say cheating. She would say that so-and-so was running him or running her. And her generation, that term meant cheating. I had to learn that. It wasn't just straight up cheating. Remember like when you were back in the day, you used to go with somebody and then they quit you? You know, now you go with somebody and they ghost you. Like you don't even know that you broke up until you realize that they've unfollowed you on all social media, if you even do that. That's something that Sassy doesn't recommend. I absolutely don't. I personally prefer to date men who aren't into social media. And if they are, they're not on the social media platforms that I am on. So that alleviates all of that. But being Sassy, all he has to do is Google Sassy or Google Situations with Sassy. and I'm going to pop up. My likeness, my face, a podcast, a post from something that they may or may not like. They could even Google my real name, my government name, which is connected to Sassy. So they're going to find out, if they wanted to do a deep dive about who I am, they're going to find out about who I am. They're going to automatically know who I am and the things that I do. They're going to be able to find my books. You know, again, they're going to be able to find my podcast, and they're definitely going to be able to find my thoughts and opinions on a host of topics and various issues. And some men may not like that. I may be too outspoken. I may be too obnoxious. I may cuss too much for them. I may be a little bit too forceful, a little bit too aggressive, too damn opinionated for them. It's who I am. Again, I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not going to hide from it. At the end of each show, I tell you to follow me and where you can find me. I'm not upset about that. And I'm not ashamed of it. At all. And then people want to know why they should take the time out. I'm going to say this really quick and I'm going to get into the show. People want to know why they need to take the time out and just listen to me. You don't have to. Everybody has a voice in this podcast universe. Everybody has a voice. Everybody has a space. Find yours and run with it. You can listen to me or not. But I do situations with Sassy because I love it. And I hope that the topics that I discuss and the shows that I put out there, at some point, something I say resonates with you. If you've been cheated on, if you've been ghosted, if you have been a friends with benefits, if you've been a side chick or a side dude. Again, Situations with Sassy is not trying to tell women how to get or keep a man. Situations with Sassy is all about accountability for women. I love seeing black love, and I love seeing black women in love with beautiful, beautiful black men and vice versa. But I think sometimes we as black women shoot ourselves in the foot by our loyalty to our black men. Because black men aren't loyal to us. Black men are not loyal to black women the way black women are loyal to black men. That's another show, and I'm going to be talking about that in the near future. But you think about that. You think about that. But today we're talking about cheating. So, who cheats more? We all know that men are more likely to cheat. But you have 20% of men state that they cheat, and 13% of women have reported that they have had sex with someone other than their spouse. And that can vary by age. And this is according to Wendy Wang, Dr. Wendy Wang. She's a research director at the Institute for Family Studies. She conducted a brief on the subject called Who Cheats More? The Demographics of Cheating in America. She found that cheating is more common among black adults. Some 22% of ever married blacks said that they cheated on their spouse, compared with 16% of whites and 13% of Hispanics. And remember that viral meme that was going around? You even got groups talking about black men don't cheat, which we've all found out is a bunch of bullshit. We knew it when they put it out there, but it was fun to laugh at. Black men are they rate the highest. 28% of black men reported that they have had sex. 28% of black men have said they have had sex with someone other than their spouse. 20% of white men and 16% of Hispanic men. Picture that. Picture that. If you look at the demographics of her report, and you have 16% said that they've all cheated, 20% of men said they've cheated, 13% of women have said that they've cheated. And I know a lot of women that have cheated. Hey, 16% of those were white, 22% were black, 13% were Hispanic. Between the ages of 18 and 34 was 11%. 35 to 64 were 17%. And get this, 65 plus was 18% of people that have cheated. Now, you are really in the evening of your life, 65 and up. And you're cheating. Education-wise, the study showed that 15% had a high school degree or less, maybe a GED. 18% had college degrees, and 16% had graduate degrees and postgraduate degrees. 18% were Democrats, 14% of Republicans, and 15% were independent. 15% of them grew up with both parents in a household, and 18% grew up with one. And when it comes to religion, 19% went to church once a year, 14% was several times a month or a year, and 14% went at least once a week. So I read these statistics, and all I'm saying is cheating to me, that demographic shows you that cheating is obviously a choice. To me, cheating is ego driven. It's all about ego. To me, it's never about that other person. I know when I cheated because he looked good as shit. Period. And the more I got to know him, I was cheating emotionally before I even realized that it was going to get physical. But once he had my mind, I knew the ass was going to follow. No doubt. No doubt. And I will say to this day that that was one of the best relationships that I had. And that sounds jacked up and it sounds crazy, but he was just he still is an amazing person. We're friends now. There's nothing going on, but he's still an amazing, amazing person. And I always look back on that memory, even though both of us were dead ass wrong because we were both in relationships at that time. It was an exciting time with him. He not only stimulated my mind, he stimulated my loins. And that was a deadly, lethal combination for me to have with him. You know, it's I think some of us cheat. I think some of us cheat. I don't want to say out of, you know, for some people it's boredom. For some people it's strictly physical. I've also cheated based on physicality, based on the way he looked. He was dumb as a rock on his back, but he was fine. Women have egos just like men. We have them. So cheating is closely linked to divorce and separation. When you look at 53% that are currently married, they've cheated on their spouse and they're currently married. 40% are divorced or separated, and 7% are widowed or widower. Out of currently married individuals, you have 76% who said that they have not cheated. You have 17% who said that they have divorced or separated over it. And that widow or widower remains at 7%. Which is, if you look at that, 76% are saying that they didn't cheat. And they're still married. But 53% are still married and said that they've cheated. Why? What's going on within themselves that they needed to cheat? Is it ego driven? For me, it was an ego stroke. For another, it was get back when I found out that they had cheated. So it depends. And these are different relationships that I'm referring to. But I dug back into the nether reaches of my Situations with Sassy blog. And you don't know really how to take it once you find out that the person has cheated. Your gut instinct can tell you that you were right. You found out. So now what do you do? What do you do? And you have a lot of your family and friends are going to tell you to leave them. But the reality is that the majority of women don't leave. Not after the first time. Not after the first time. And if we're being honest with ourselves, ladies, Your gut instinct told you. You had evidence that showed you his habits, his behavior. Everything changed. He's working later. Or he's going out more. He's doing a lot of things independently from you. And there's always a reason and there's always an excuse as to why. You know how many people's relationships that I look at and on the surface, they look to be so happy. And yet, you know, without a doubt that they're both cheating. Or you see people post stuff on social media and you know one of those people in that post showing how happy they are or are cheating. And hell, you could be cheating with one of them. Yes, it happens. It happens. And I'm not saying that some men don't stay after an infidelity, but I'm not a man. And I would find that to be very, very hard for them to stay, knowing that somebody done ran up in your girl and gave it to her real good. What? The blow to your ego, your masculinity, your virility? Or is that just for the beta males? Alpha males don't feel that way. They put her back to the streets where they think in their mind she belongs. I'm not a man. I'd be interested to know what you guys think, though. But what do you do? How do you move forward? What is your next step? I know in my process, I forgave him. And we moved on. But I also know that after I forgave him, it was a few years later that my family members found out. And to them, that's when they found out he had cheated. For me, it was the second time I had learned he was cheating. How do you handle that? Woo! And you don't want your family members involved in it because you can forgive him and they don't. And that makes every gathering and event awkward as hell after that. Everyone. But 13 years ago, I found this article and it was on a message board that what I was on. I can't remember what message board, but it was called Why I Cheat on My Beautiful Black Wife. And you can go to situationswithsassy.blogspot.com and you can just search He Cheated Now What? And I have He Cheated Now What? Parts 1 and 2. And it says, I am a black male and a cheater. Not all the time, just every now and then. The itch comes to me, and no matter what my wife does, I still can't help but want another woman, at least for a night or two or three. I love my wife very much. No woman I've ever met or will meet will hold a more important place in my life. I also love my kids, our house, my job, and the fish in my daughter's room. I love everything about my life at home. Even though my relationship has become dull and rocky. But while I love having a strong black family, I also love being a man. And there is a part of me that just can't handle monogamy. I see a lot of misinformation in various magazines and other black and black women's magazines about men and what we want. It's silly to me because women don't know a thing about us. At the same time, they spend all their time talking about us. Hello. They also think they have us figured out, that we can be changed, that they can come up with some magic formula that will control us and make us want to give them all the blissful matrimony they are seeking. They couldn't be more wrong. Here's the deal on cheating. Not every man's point of view, but just mine. You would never know I was a cheater because I don't act like one. I don't think my penis is made of candy and I don't have to have sex with every woman I see. I just want sexy black women. I just want one sexy black woman every now and then. As long as she is not my wife, I have 4 confessions to make. Please hear me out before you attack. 1, love usually has nothing to do with cheating in situations where Sassy has said that often. Women have this silly belief that if a man cheats on you, he must not love you. That's like saying that if you really love God, you won't scratch your toes. One has nothing to do with the other. I could be faithful to a woman I hate and cheat on a woman I love. Whether I love a woman is communicated by whether I continue coming home to her or whatever, whether I visit her if she is sick, help her pay a bill or take care of her aging yet annoying parents. The woman you love is the one that you want to see when you are not horny. 2, I didn't care much about being married, and many men can do without it. I don't need the emotional security that women crave. I never wanted the ceremony or the legal commitments that come with matrimony. Personally, I would rather not have the state involved in my relationship. I got married because my wife was a good black woman and she wanted to get married. That's it. If I could have had my way, I would have continued to date her forever without ever getting married. It's not because I am a dog, but I would have been considered a dog for not marrying the woman I love. I recall seeing all my friends who were married, bored, and miserable. On top of that, they had to answer to someone every single day. Take out the trash and deal with some irritable woman on her period who feels that she can hold sex over their heads. I never wanted to be that guy, but it was love that made me willing to be that guy. I have been that guy a lot, especially when my wife was pregnant. I also support the African-American family, so I do what I can to keep us together. But even though I have experienced the ups and downs of marriage, I still don't see what's so great about it. 3, you can't control us with sex. I've heard women say things like, quote, if you don't do this or that, then I'm not giving you any, unquote. Some men may be affected by this kind of thing, but I'm not. If my wife withholds sex, I give her 2 weeks. If she is not having sex with me within 2 weeks, I find someone else to have sex with. It's not her right to decide if I get to have sex, and she can't use sex as a weapon. What she doesn't realize is a couple of things. First, men need sex. Again, it has nothing to do with love. We need sex the same way that a woman needs to socialize or a good daughter needs to hear from her mother. It's a purely physical urge, like when you have to go to the bathroom, but not bad enough that you're going to burst. The discomfort from the unfulfilled need is just strong enough that you sigh when you are finally relieved. Second of all, as a black man in my early 40s, there are always at least 5 other beautiful black women willing to drop their pants for me in a prospect. And a second. It's just a numbers game. Since a black man with a job and all his teeth is considered a good prospect. So whether she knows it or not, my wife has competition. But then again, maybe I have competition too. I don't know it. I accept that. In fact, if she is tempted to cheat, then that supports my argument that we should never have gotten married in the first place. Wow. Women ask us to do something that we don't want to do, then get mad because we don't do it right. It reminds me of when my older sisters used to force me to play house with them and then get angry because I put Play-Doh in the teapot out of boredom. Because I love my beautiful ebony wife, I'm willing to wait for sex, but only 2 weeks. After that, I get resentful and start to think about exercising my options. It's at that point that one of my many unmarried ex-girlfriends gets invited to lunch. They are always happy to meet me. I'm not trying to be conceited, but it's the honest to God's truth. I hope that the truth is appreciated, but I suspect that some of you reading this might feel more comfortable with the same old lies. Perhaps if I weren't so committed to telling the truth, I could become more comfortable living the big marital lie that exists in America. It's that same lie that makes internet pornography the largest industry on the web, with most of the content being purchased by married men. 4, if we want another woman, there usually isn't much else you can do about it. I truly believe in the theories which state that men are genetically wired to want more than one woman. We don't choose to be that way. We just are. We are also trained to lie about it, since there is nothing that turns a woman off more than saying that you want more than one woman. But get a bunch of guys together and ask them to describe their sexual fantasies with no woman in the room, of course. And most of them would describe something that involved at least 2 or 3 women. I have shared these thoughts with my wife, and I find that she is only interested in killing the messenger. So that throws honesty out the window. I'm not sure if I will continue to cheat, but I know that my male friends do it all the time. I envy the single guys who can do what they want with whom they want, and no one calls them a bad person. I share my life, my space, and my time with a woman, deal with her moods, and am continuously there for her. Yet, if I fulfill one fundamental need that I have as a man, I become a villain. It just doesn't seem fair. That's why he cheats on his beautiful black wife. That's why. And what I got out of that is the social construct of marriage doesn't actually fit with what he truly believes. And even though he loves her, he married her out of that love. But sex is the penultimate for him, and sex is his deal breaker. And if she's withholding for more than 2 weeks, he's going to make sure that he goes out and find somebody to give him that sexual satisfaction and relief that he needs, i.e. the ex-girlfriends that are still in his phone. You think about that. What do you do after that? I appreciate his honesty. I know several men, when they talk about their fantasy, it always involved a two-hand this or a three-way that. What do you do when a brother says this? I didn't shoot the messenger. I appreciated his honesty. But that one statement, where he says that if his wife wanted to cheat, is the exact opposite of his reasoning for cheating. Anyway, monogamy, infidelity is not just strictly within the black households, but we've all grown up hearing stories of people meeting the second family at a funeral. Knock on wood, that didn't happen when my father passed. If you don't want to remain faithful, if you think that you can't be in a monogamous relationship, and that's a whole nother show, because is monogamy even natural? And the more I think about it and the older I get, I think about that. Is it natural? Is it an unlearned behavior? We're going to talk about that in my single men's roundtable, because I got a great guest coming up for you guys in a few weeks. An absolute awesome guest. So listen, that is it for this edition of Situations with Sassy. Remember to follow Sassy Scribe on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, and Twitter. Remember to live every moment, laugh every day, and love beyond words. And until then, I will see you in a week.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.